started the Mishnah on that Chesa Med Aleph that talks about the Turim of Noshim Avadim and Ktanim. The Mishnah says, Noshim Avadim and Ktanim Turim and Sukkah. So we spoke last time about the Ptur of Noshim. Noshim Apadim from Sukkah because of Halachal Moshmi Sinai. We discussed Abayin Rava from Achlokas, what the Havamina was, that they should be Chayiv, why do I need a Halachal Moshmi Sinai? So now let's focus on Ktanim. Ktanim are also Apadim in Sukkah. Says up the Mishnah, Katan Shein Otzarech Le'ima, Chayiv Besukkah. Ktanim Apadim in Sukkah if the Tzarech Le'ima, but if Ein Otzarech Le'ima, then he's Chayiv Besukkah. He's reached the age of Chinuch, he's Chayiv Besukkah. The Mishnah then tells a story about Shami Azokain, that his daughter-in-law had a baby, and he was piches es amaziv, he opened up the roof, he was mesakeh chagabi amita b'shvil katan, presumably, Pashup Shah, the Mishnah, that he did that for the katan that was born, for the young katan. That's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah sets forth a ketanim apotah from Sukkah, and it gives the mice of Shami Azokain. What is the Gemara saying? The Gemara in Chav Chesam Ebeis quotes the Braisa that we had before. Omar Mar, Kol L'Rabos Es HaKtanim. Kol Ezra comes to be Mar B'Ketanim. He said, L'Hotzi Ho Ezra L'Hotzi Es HaNoshim. Kol is Mar B'Es HaKtanim. Ay V'Hotnan Noshim V'Avadim K'tanim P'tur Min HaSukkah. It's doch a steer from the Braisa to the Mishnah. It's all a function of whether he's higiel lechinuch or not. If the katan is higiel lechinuch, so then he has a chiyuv in the sukkah. That's the call comes to be marbe ketanim that are higiel lechinuch. Nashim avadim ketanim p'tur min asukkah. That's if lo higiel lechinuch. The fact that gemara katan shehigiel lechinuch midrabanan hu. But kol the rabbis is a ketanim. Sounds like it's a din daraisa. Ketanim are not chayiv on a daraisa level in sukkah. Chinuch is only a din darabanan. Midrabanan across machta ba'alma. So the Gemara says you're right. Midrabanan is just it's a smachta ba'alma. We're not really learning the chiyuv of ketanim shehigiu lechinuch from the pasuk from kol. It's just a remez ba'alma. It's really a din derabanan. So what tak is kol ha'ezra coming to be marbe? So Rashi says it's a machlokas Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim. We had that on Chav Zayin Amabez. Rebbe Lezer says that kol ha'ezra is marbe what? Even gershin is gara b'chol ha'shamoed or katan shin is gada b'chol ha'shamoed. Even though he holds that Einos in Sukkah b'chol ha'shamoed, you need a Sukkah l'shiva, but there are exceptions. If someone was not b'chlal Ezra from the beginning of Yom Tov, then he can build a Sukkah on Chol ha'moed. So that's what Kol is coming to be marbe. And what do the Chachamim say? Kol ha'Ezra is marbe even a Sukkah she'ula. Kol ha'Ezra malamed shekol Yisrael ru'im leshe b'sukkah achas. It's marbe even a Sukkah she'ula. Okay, but basically it's an asmachta ba'alma that ketanim have a chiyuv midin chino, they have a chiyuv in Sukkah. Good. So the Mishnah continues that there is an age of chinuch that he's ain't tzarech le'imo. Hechi dami katan shein tzarech le'imo. What's the age? So Armi debei Rabbi Yanai kol shenifna vein imam mikan chosam. Reb Shimon ben Lakish omer kol shenei mishnasa veino kore imam. Two different shiurim the Gemara gives. What's Reb Shimon ben Lakish saying? Neir mishnasa veino kore imam. He doesn't call mother. He doesn't call mommy. He's old enough that he doesn't call mommy. So, frak the Gemara, ima, gedolim nami koru. Even older kids call their mother when they wake up. Ela kol shener ve'eno kori ima ima. No, the shear is that he doesn't keep on calling mommy. He calls once, and if the mother doesn't answer, then he's content. He wants his mother, but if the mother doesn't come, he's okay. That's em tzarech le'imo. That's the shear that the katan is a bar chinuch in sukkah. He'll be chayiv in the midst of sukkah. Why is this the shiur? What if he's sarach le'imo, then he's not a bar chinuch. If he's ain't sarach le'imo, then he is a bar chinuch. Well, what kind of a strange notion is that? So the Ritva has a comment here. What does the Ritva say? At the end of the piece that we'll see, he talks about the shita of the Chachamim. Rabban and Sabri, the Kevin, the Imo, Pturim, and Asukah, and Roy, Lechinuch, Sukah, Ba'ochet, Sarach, Le'imo, Lekal, Afrushim, Ino. The mother we know is potter from the sukkah. Noshim apturim in asukkah. So zok the Ritva pshat nechachamim that if he's sarach le'imo, then it doesn't make sense that he's chayiv in asukkah. Why? Because since the mother is not mechuyavus in the sukkah, it doesn't make sense that if the katan is sarach le'imo, that the chazal would be mechayiv, give a chiyuv of chinuch for this katan. The lekal afrushim, you can't separate the katan shetzarach le'imo from the mother. What's the Ritva saying? Sisrei Tari. But the mother is p'tur from the sukkah. Shkoich. You can't separate the child from the mother. Okay, so therefore, if you're tzarach le'imo, you can't be mechayev the katan. What's the idea? You can't separate the mother from the child, so tell the mother to go into the sukkah. Tell the mother to bring the child into the sukkah. She's not chayev in the sukkah, but so what? Maybe she should bring the child. Right. Whenever a child is chayev in a mitzvah, midin chinuch, so we obligate the parents to be involved in misasek. Right? The father has to buy a set of dalet minim for the child, has to buy tzitzis for the child, has to buy tefillin for the child when he's higiyah lechinuch of all these mitzvahs. So be mechayev the mother to go into the sukkah, to bring her child into the sukkah. The child is a bar chinuch, he understands what sukkah is all about, so be mechayev the mother. Not that she's chayevis in sukkah, but she's chayevis in chinuch b'no. So if she's chayevis in chinuch b'no, then she should have to bring the child into the sukkah. So he should be mechayev his chiyuv the rabbanim in chinuch. What's the Ritva saying? Just because we can't separate the mother from the child, so therefore there's no obligation of chinuch if tzarech li'imo. But what's he saying? What do you think? There are different ways of understanding this. What's one possibility, Michael?
Maybe he means that the mother is if he forces him to go into the sukkah without his mother, he means that.
Okay, but why shouldn't we tell the mother to go into the sukkah too? That's a very good ha'ara, by the way. I think the Briski Rav in Erchin has such a svar. And maybe the katan is mitzvah if he can't be with his mother. It's not what the Ritva is saying. But that's the Briski Rav's extra chiddush beyond what the Rishonim say. It's a din mitzvah. It doesn't make sense to be mechayev the katan. If the mother's not going to be there, the katan's going to be mitzvah without the mother, so the katan can't be a bar chinuch. Excellent idea. But the question is, why shouldn't the mother be obligated midrabbanan to go into the sukkah to be mechayev the child? Yes.
Maybe Ritva was learning like.
I mean, Hilni was in the sukkah, right?
Maybe yeah. Like Tosfos Yishonim and Yivamos who say that the mother is not chayev as in chinuch.
Very good. Excellent. Nailed it. Right, that's one possibility. Maybe according to those we've shown him that a mother is not mechayevus and chinuch b'no, it's only the father. So since the child is attached to the mother, can't separate the child from the mother, and the mother we know is p'tur from the sukkah, then it doesn't make sense to be mechayev the child in sukkah midin chinuch, because you're going to force the mother to go into the sukkah to be mechayev the child. The mother's not mechayevus to go into the sukkah. She's not mechayevus in chinuch b'no, according to some Rishon. So it's not enough to be mechayev the father to bring the child into the sukkah, but the mother is going to have to be there, because if not, then the child's not going to feel comfortable. If he's tzarech le'imo, he's not going to feel comfortable without the mother. But the mother is not mechayeves in chinuch b'na, then maybe it makes sense that Chazal would not be mesaken chinuch as long as the katan needs the mother. Yoni?
Maybe that this is the criteria for him to be chayev,
why is she mechayevus to teach him if he doesn't need her? If he doesn't need her, then the father can do it.
Well, he's not chayev in chinuch yet.
I thought you said if he's ain't tzarech le'imo, so then he doesn't need his mother, so then she'd be mechayevus to go.
If he's tzarech le'imo, then he's not independent enough to be chayev in chinuch.
For sukkah?
Yeah.
But why? He's not independent enough there for what? You're saying something, you're not saying ritva, you're saying something else. What are you saying? You're saying piskei teisvus, yoni. That's what you're. Okay, let's wait. The Ritva seems to be saying there's something deficient about the mother. So efsher, Sam says maybe the pshat in the Ritva is that he's assuming that a woman is not mechuyevus in chinuch b'na. So that's why if the child is linked to the mother, then there isn't going to be chinuch. Yes.
Maybe like the Bikur Yosef that Chazal won't make a tzakana. I mean, chinuch not only to rabbanan, but if it's a fair shalach al moshe Sinai that women are pater, then Chazal won't.
If it's mefurish in the Torah, Nachamot, it's mefurish. What? What?
Well, you see now that women are pater from sukkah.
Right.
So now Chazal.
No, but I'm not being mechayev women. I'm not going to be mechayev the woman to be in the sukkah. She's just the. It's right. It's not a mitzvah sukkah. She's being there as like a hechet tipsa for the son. Right.
So the rabban won't.
No, but again, it's not mefurish batara because you're not being mechayev all women. If a woman has a child, so then she'd have to be there for the child. Not that she has an independent chiyuv; she's there for the child. It's not like a dover. It's not like going against a dover mefurish batara or a dover that we have a mefurish kabbalah on. You're saying that she has to bring the child into the sort of mechanichim. Not sure that would go against the b'kiyosef.
The mother can't be pulled in with the father's chiyuv.
What's one to do with the other? The father's mechuyev in chinuch b'no, but the mother might not be mechuyev in chinuch b'no.
But the father can't accomplish chinuch b'no unless the mother's in the sukkah.
But since the mother is not mechuyev as b'chinuch b'no, why should we obligate the child? Or why should we put a chiyev of chinuch the rabbanan? Keep on saying. It's not necessarily a chiyev on the katan. We talked about that. The Ramban and the Melchamas and the other Rishonim. Right? Why should we obligate the father in chinuch b'no if the child is koruch to the mother, is kafuf to the mother, and there's no reason to be mechayev to the mother because she's not mechayevus in chinuch b'no? That's one way to look at the ritzah. The other way is to say, even if the mother taka is mechayev in chinuch b'no, but to be matriach on her, to push her out to the sukkah, if she's p'tur from the sukkah, even though she's chayeves in chinuch, maybe it's viewed as too much of a tircha. Again, the chiv of chinuch is a din de rabbana to begin with. Maybe it's viewed as too much of a tircha on the mother. Of course, chinuch requires the parents go out of their way to buy cheftze mitzvah for the ketanim, for their children, whether it's tzitzis, whether it's tefillin, etc. But to push someone out into the sukkah, that's very uncomfortable. So maybe Chazal, we're not mechayev of the mother in that. They want mechayev of the mother to push out to the sukkah. Maybe you could say simply, I mean, to put the Tosi Yeshonim and the Ritva together, the Ritva has to say that there's no chiyuv of chinuch for a mother. It's a chiddush. You could say that. It's possible. But you could also say that the Ritva just means to claim that Chazal would not have been matriach on the mother to go out to the sukkah, even if she's mechayeves and chinuch b'no, but to go out to the sukkah in order to be mechayev. If she herself is pure from sukkah, what? Just for chinuch, she's going to have to push herself into the sukkah? So Hilni did it. But again, Hilni did it, those were ketanim that were higiluchinuch. They didn't need Hilni. She happened to be there in the sukkah. But it's not that she pushed herself to go out to the sukkah to be mechanic the children. To push the woman out to the sukkah, if she's ptura, that Chazal didn't see fit to do. Josh.
If the katan isn't a higiluchinuch, then why can we just say that we're not gonna make the mother, like let's say we're holding now like to the shem that the mother is chayiluchinuch. Why would we make the mother chayev to be the
sukkah
if the
son's
not
even chayev
in chinuch? Like,
why would
there be a
chayev
on the mother for
chinuch
if he's not
higiluchinuch? Maybe it's called higiluchinuch, even if tzarach le'imo, if he understands the sukkah. You know, he went to preschool, he's in a playgroup, and they're talking about the sukkah, and he understands sukkah, so maybe that's enough. When it comes to tzitzis, he has to know how to put on the tzitzis, but when it comes to sukkah, he knows we're sitting in sukkah. He knows what the schach is, and he knows what the defunas are. He's a very smart cotton. You know, I mean, a lot of the katanim, they know the details, right? They have the wool of an esrog, right? Made out of felt or something, right? That's a different story. But sukkah, they know what sukkah is. It doesn't take that much, right? It doesn't take that much to say that they're b'nei chinuch. But once you say that sarach le'imo is a different category, so then, okay, even though he knows about the sukkah, he's not at the age of chinuch. He's not the age of chinuch unless his mother can be there, but maybe Chazal, we're not matriach on the mother to be there in order to be mechanech the child. That's the ritva. One more, Akiva.
Do we take at all into consideration the Gemara on Bezim is that we had the Maisa with the Malka, and Dafka Rashi says that one of the kids was for sure the Tzarech Le'imo, and she, Dafka Bechinuch, had sat him in a window.
One of the kids was Ein Tzarech Le'imo, right?
So then, sure.
Yeah, she was there, not because...
It says in Rashi,
just because she was there for chinuch, katan
she
not Tzarech Le'imo.
Even Dafka says that she always listened to the
chacham. Right. She always did it. But she maybe... Look, according, that's the kasha we had. The Tos Yishonim is against the Gemara and Sukkah on Dav Beis and Beis. You know, look at the Shirim. Ayin v'shirim v'dav Beis and Beis v'tim tzanachas. Right, we spoke about that at great length. Why did she do that? Right? So we had a whole pshat. It's not that she did it for her own chiyuv. It was for the chiyuv of the child, for his mitzvah, not for her mitzvah. That whole back and forth. But again, she's not mechuyavis in chinuch. But no, according to the Tosis Yishonim. That could...
You're saying that the kid who cannot be separated from his mother is... No.
We're talking about Ein Tzarech Le'imo there. That's the age of chinuch. If he's Tzarech Le'imo, then he can't be separated from his mother, then there is no chiyuv of chinuch.
But we see, and there's an example of that this child was Tzarech Le'imo.
On that base, on the base?
Yeah.
No. Let's read the Lashon of the Gemara. Ay, ketanim p'tur min asukah. So up the Gemara, kevin the shiva havu e efshad lo havi b'vuchad she'eino tzarech le'imo. So that's why he'd be a ben chinuch, but if he's tzarech le'imo, he's part of him.
It's a
there's at least one that's going to be 7 years old, 6 years old. She had seven kids, right?
And you know that they have to fit, so,
so one had to be a bar chinuch. One had to be old enough to be a bar chinuch. The rest are there for kicks. They're not there for the chinuch. They're not mechuyev to be there. But they're there anyway.
They were just there.
Yeah, of course. Just like she may have been there. She's there even though she's not chayeves and sukkah. She's sitting there. She's sitting there with her child.
She was not fit to listen to the chachamim. What was she listening to the chachamim about?
Listening to the chachamim that there is a child there of chinuch age, so she's enabling that child to be there, but not that she's mechuyeves. We spoke about this. I don't want to go back. Okay?
Okay.
The Piskei Tosfos in Chagiga has a different pshat. What does he say? Let's see the packet. Piskei Tosfos is very kedai to look at in general. Normally, the Piskei Tosfos just collects different. He collects all the halacha lemaisa psakim of Tosfos, but every so often you have a collector's item Piskei Tosfos. Now, these are the Piskei Tosfos that you come to the cafeteria with to talk to the guy in back of you online. Like what? Like the Piskei Tosfos in Kiddushin about Amira Beishtar. Remember Amira Beishtar? And then we had a Piskei Tosfos in the second parak also about Minui Kotun in Karban Pesach. Then we got a chazan of Piskei Tosfos. God, you know, your pockets have to be full from Piskei Tosfos. So Piskei Tosfos Chagiga Ois Beis. So this also made it to the list. Kotun Lagabe Re'iya. That's what Chagiga is talking about. Olas Re'iyah, who's chayiv in the Olas Re'iyah? Beishai Beisilel, first Mishnah, Sech Chagiga. Beisilel says that if the Katan can go up to the Har HaBayis without holding onto his father's hand, so Shaila, if he can go up holding onto his father's hand, or he doesn't need to hold onto his father's hand, what does the Piskei Tosfos say? Katan Lagabi Re'iyah, Shein Yochol Lechos. And Yochol Lechos. Beisilel holds that he has to be able to go up on his own feet to the Har HaBayis. Up on his own feet to the Har HaBayis. Says the Piskei Tosfos, "His sukkah the mitzvah so b'sheino shiuro sheneir mishnoso ve'eno kori imach." The shiur of sukkah, the mitzvah of sukkah is b'sheino. So the shiur of chinuch is that he's neir mishnoso ve'eno kori imach. He's eno tzarich le'imo in his sheino. Ubalulo the mitzvah so b'ninua hayodea. Linanea. The cotton has to be yodel linanea. He has to know how to shake the lulav. He has to know the halachas. Just basic halachas of shaking a lulav. You know, front, back, left, right, up, down. Right. He knows the basic halachas of the nanua. The Piskei Tosfos is saying that chinuch is a function of the mitzvah itself. What's the shir for chinuch? What's the function of the mitzvah? If the mitzvah of sukkah is a mitzvah of shena, it involves not only achil and shesiyah, but shena, so then the chiyuv of chinuch involves shena. The cotton shetzarech le'imo can eat. He can eat a shir. He can eat an achilas keva. But when it comes to Shaina, he needs his mother. So if he's not independent, as Yoni said, he's not independent in Shaina, then he's not independent, he's not mechuyev in chinuch for sukkah. The yisod of chinuch, according to the Piskei Tosfos, is that the kotan has to be independent of his parents. Right? He's not independent completely. He needs the parent to be mechanicha, but he's a little bit independent when it comes to the shir of that mitzvah. So if the shir, if lulav includes nanuim, so then the kotan has to be independent vis-a-vis nanuim. He has to know how to do nanuim in order to be chayav and chinuch. If the shir aliyah leregel is that he can go up to the Har HaBayis, that's what aliyah leregel is all about, then the kotan has to be independent according to Beis Hillel. He can't require his father. He needs to hold on to his father's hand. He's going to get lost. He's not going to know his way. So then he's not chayav. And the same in the case of sukkah. If sukkah involves shayna, so then he has to be independent in shayna. If when he wakes up, he's going to be calling ima ima, not going to be stopping, then he's not independent in shayna, then he hasn't reached the age of chayav. It's not that the mother is tour from the sukkah and it's like lafrushim, you know, you can't separate the katan, if it doesn't make sense. No, it's that the shear of sukkah involves shayna. So if it involves shayna, the katan has to be independent vis-a-vis shayna in order to be a bar chinuch and sukkah. Yes?
That seems to be going like the halach of the Mordechai, saying if it's not good for one thing, it's not good for everything. But let's say he's able to eat by himself. I'm saying then he should be mechuyev for chinuch in eating. But why just because he's not...
It's an interesting dimion that you make to the Mordechai, that if the sukkah is not roi l'chol tashmishim, then it's not roi for anything. But that's talking about the chetzah shel sukkah. Here, the what what the Pisgah Tos is saying is that Chazal were not misaken the chiyuv of chinuch unless the katan is roi for the mitzvah in its entirety. He has to be roi for the mitzvah b'shalusa. That's the idea. So part of the mitzvah is shayna, less man the poet. The mitzvah of sukkah is not just achil and shtir. I know, b'zman hazeh, we don't do shayna, but the ikka mitzvah includes shayna. So if he's not roi for the mitzvah b'shalimusa, so then he's not shy for the mitzvah. Nanuim is not the ikkar of the mitzvah of lulav and esrog either. Netilas lulav is benetila ba'alma, mida agbe nof agbe. The ikkar mitzvah is just a netila ba'alma. Ulakachtem lochem, there's just a lakicha. Nanuim is something extra, that's not even a din daraisa, but it's an extra, it's a tosefis to the mitzvah. The chazal were misakin, but that's the mitzvah b'shleimusa. So if he's not roi for the mitzvah b'shleimusa, the chazal were not misakin, chinuch for this individual. Okay. That's in terms of the shir of chinuch for sukkah. So comes the Mishnah and adds on a story. Let's look at this story now in greater detail. Ma'isa v'yolda kaloso shoshami azok in a piches esamaziva v'sikach hagav yamita b'shukat. Yes, Shami Azok and his daughter-in-law gave birth, and he wanted the katan to sit in the sukkah. So, Frekta Gemara, Maisa Vyoda Kaloso Maisa Lista. The Maisa sounds like it's Soser. The din is cotton, Ketanim Aptur Min Asuka, and yet, Shamay Azokain, Piches Es Amaziva for the cotton. Dr. Gemara, Chasuri Machsur Velchi Ketanim. Shamay Machmir, Maisa Nami Vyoda Kaloso Shoshami Azokain, Piches Es Amaziva, Vesika Chalamita Bishvila Cotton. It's not a stira, he's Takacholik. Shamay was Machmir. It's Machmir against the Stam Mishnah. Mishnah says Ketanim Apotah from the Sukkah, and Shammai was Machmeh. Who was he Machmeh for? My solicitor says Rashi, the Kotan Atzorech Le'imahu, Vamai Piches V'sikech. Clearly the Kotan Atzorech Le'imahu, he's a day old. Tinok Ben Yomo, obviously, is no matter how precocious he is, he's still Atzorech Le'imahu. And yet Shammai Azach, Mes Piches Esamaziva, Mustava for the Kotan, Shenolat. Right? The Kotan Shenolat, that's presumably... The Mishnah says Katan Shinola? Bishvil Katan. Doesn't say Hakatan. Right? Doesn't say that Katan. It says Bishvil Katan. But that is the Pashup Shat. You read the Mishnayas with the Katan. You know, you read the Mishnayas with your younger brother, the Katan. It's Gila Chinuch, right? And you'll translate it means for that Katan, right? Bishvil Hakot, that's a Pashup Shat. But even if you didn't translate that in the Mishnah, if you learn with your older brother who's learning Gemara, and you do this Rashi translated that way. Rashi says it's for that Katan. That's the Stira. Hakotan Atzorech Limo, he is a Katan Atzorech Limo, Mistam, we're talking about that Katan. We'll see, not everyone says like that. That's why I'm picking. But that's Rashi's Pshat. To Frekta Pnei Yeshua, what's going on over here? Katan Ben Yomu is a Bar Chinuch. We just talked about Tzarech Le'imo, ain't Tzarech Le'imo. Okay, so you want to say that even if he's Tzarech Le'imo, he's a Bar Chinuch, but Ben Yomo? Ben Yomo, what's going to Ben Yomo do? He has no das at all. What's the purpose? What's the whole idea here? Can't be a Bar Chinuch. So what was Shami Azokin doing? That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kash. So if you look at the Ritva that we read the end of, this actually has two pshatim in the Gemara. Two pshatim in the Gemara. Let's see this Ritva and read it carefully. Hadi amina mishamei machmer. Lo garsina mishamei machmer al atzmo hayim. First he picks on the gears. It says v'shamei machmer, not machmer al atzmo. Why? My shnozen ide. The b'ha milsa d'leka chiyuva akotan d'araisa v'lo al ovi midrabonan shadayin lo yil l'chinuch eina b'din l'achmer al atzmo kol kach livchos es amaziv. What's he saying? What? Machmer alatsu would mean he's machmer on himself for chinuch, for the chinuch of the kotam. That's not pshat. Shammai wasn't machmer al atzmo to be mechanech the kotam. That's what how the Ritva is learning. Machmer alatsu would mean he was machmer on himself for chinuch, for achiyav of chinuch. That's not it. Elohogi Garcina, Shammai Machmir Umaisa. Shammai was Machmir. What does that mean, Shammai Machmir? Boy Lememer, Machmir Menadin. He was Machmir on the halacha. Not Machmir in Chinuch, but Machmir on the halacha of Sukkah. For whom? Just one second. The Gasavisha Aviv Chayeva Min HaTorah. the teshu came to duru ishu bonav. The legabi didei medrash hochi afagad below darshina lelechayev isha besukah. What's he saying? Shammai was machmir bedin. He was machmir in the din of sukkah for himself. To assume that teshu came to duru means that for him to be yotze his chiyuv, his family has to be there. Now be careful. We mentioned yesterday that for an isha we don't say that. Right? Abaye had this havamina. Why do we need the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim to say the nashim apturos? Because I think teshu came to duru. Teshu came to duru tells me that women are chayavos in the sukkah. Since teshu came to duru ish v'isha, I think that women are chayavos in the sukkah. Kamashmal under the apturos. Kamashmal under the apturos. What does that mean that nashim should be chayavos in the sukkah? I think that nashim should be chayavos in the sukkah. Kamashmal under the apturos. Doesn't the Gemara in Erchin say that Taka Teshu Kein Tadur requires Ish V'Isha? So we said that doesn't mean that women are Chayavos. Ish V'Isha should mean that if the woman is going to be there, then the man can be Yotzei Yizchiv. Ish V'Isha isn't necessarily Mechayev women in the mitzvah, but maybe the woman should be there to be Messiah, the husband, in order to be Yotzei his mitzvah. And if the woman is not there, then he can't be Yotzei Yizchiv. The Ritva in the first Prat is learning that that's what Shammai held about Ketanim. That to have a katan, even if he's tzarech le'imo, to have a katan there, that's a t'nai in his kiyum ha-mitzvah. Teishu kei t'adur means ishu bonav. And b'nei bonav too, apparently. Right? This is a grandchild of Shammai Azaka, not just his son. So that's what Shammai was machmir for. Not for chinuch ha-katan. Tinuch ben yomo is not shy at a chinuch. He was machmir to assume that everyone in the family has to be there. Whoever is in his heart. I mean, look, if the grandchildren are not there, then they don't have to be there. But anyone in the house has to be in the sukkah. Because just like everyone would be in the dining room, they have to be in the sukkah in order for the balabayas to be yotzei eschiv. Midin teishu came to do, he was machmer on his own chiv, not in chinuch. Not in chinuch. Yoshua.
If we're going to say by a woman, if she's not going to sleep in the sukkah, then he's mitzvah and he'd be mutter, then why can't we just use the same thing for a one-day-old baby then? You know, just say that he can't come out
to the sukkah and
then he
can be mitzvah. Because of mitzvah. Not that it's part of Teshu Kein Tadur that he needs it to have his family there, you're saying.
Yeah.
Why don't we just say he's mitzvah? Mitzvah if he's not there. You're right, the Ritva doesn't use a lashon mitzvah. It sounds like it's part of the din. Ishu bono, just like ish v'ishto. Not the Magen Avraham's mitzvah. Someone wanted to say it's the same thing. Right? No, so we said it's different. Ish v'isha means that they should be together. Not that the man is mitzvah without his wife. And that's what the Ritva seems to be saying over here. He's not coming on to mitzvah. He's saying,
is it mitzvah with the Teshu Kein Tadur?
Yeah, but we said it's not. We said yesterday, that's not what the Ramah seems to be saying. That's not what the Rishonim are saying. The Ish V'Isha, the Gemara in Erechin, is not saying we did mitzvah. He's saying Ish V'Isha is Teshu Kein Tadur. The normal way to live is Ish V'Isha V'Yachad. It doesn't sound like it's a mitzvah then. I'm not sure why mitzvah shouldn't be enough. Maybe the pshat is this is even more basic. Mitzvah means that it's not part of the din, but he's still mitzvah. It doesn't sound like Shammai is going to be machmir to treat it like a tzar. It doesn't sound like that, right? He's machmir to be, he's not mitzvah. Machmir means he held that way midinu. If the din is not like that, if the din of Teshu Kein Tadur is not Ishu Bonav, Shammai doesn't have to be machmer on himself to make himself into a mitzvah.
So would Shammai be machmer to have his wife sleep in the also?
No, by Isha we don't say that. That's the point. You're saying, again, Nachama, the maskana is that... Maskana is that Ish v'Isha taka... have to be in the sukkah for the man's chiyuv. So according to this, it would sound like Shammai Azaka should be machmir against the Ramah. Right, so since Shammai Azaka came before the Ramah, he's not beholden to the Ramah. But you're right, according to this, it should come out that he should be machmir to have his wife sleep there too. Maybe he wouldn't be machmir so much, because if it's a tsar for the woman to sleep there, he wouldn't be machmir. Here, what's the tsar for the cotton? He's there anyway, he's playing, smiling. You know, Gaga, they're giving him whatever toys they're giving him, right? So it's okay, it's nichale. But to force the wife to sleep there, to mitzayer her, for his chumra da asi lidei kulam. Right? Maybe, so far, Shammai Azaka wouldn't be machna. It's a good kasha, it's a good lumbus to put the two together. Interesting. Yeah?
Is it
Doesn't the Ramah say if you have a sukkah miyuchades, then?
Again?
If you have a sukkah miyuchades.
That's because the Ramah is assuming if you have a sukkah miyuchades, then it's not a tzar for the woman. Right?
So then you could say that Shama would have been machped if you have a sukkah miyuchades. There's nothing to say, that he has to go against the Ramah.
You're saying if it's the sukkah is not miyuchedes, it's not derech tznius, it's inappropriate.
So
Shammai wouldn't be machmir against what's not appropriate. That's what you're saying. Okay, that's similar to what we're saying. Yeah.
We're saying that it's possible that he wants his son to be with him.
Yeah.
From the lashon of the Mishnah and the story, it doesn't seem like he's bringing the katan into the sukkah. It just says that he.
There's piches and some aziva on top of the katan. Excellent point. I guess yeah. It's a very good point, Josh. Doesn't sound like the Ritva's first trap. Right, the Lashon of the Mishnah, maybe we'll get to that point right here. Some of the Mechabrim, what is David, I think, points out that in the Mishnah, it's not Mashma like this, Pshat and Ritva. The Ritva is not the only one who says this trap. The Pnei Yeshua says this trap with a wrinkle. Pnei Yeshua is like this Pshat and Ritva, but not quite the same as the Ritva. As he seems to be saying that Shammai Azokin was Machmir on himself. Sounds like he was machmir midrabbanan, like beyond what the halacha is. Beyond the halacha. The Ritva doesn't say he was machmir beyond the halacha, that he interpreted the pasuk this way. Right, look at the Ritva carefully. The Pnei Yeshua and the Ritva are saying similar, but not quite the same. Yosef Nir is of the Pnei Yeshua, that I chomer the Shammai ain't a mishum chinuch, elam itam chomer atzmusma. Chomer atzmuso, mashmalei lahachmir mitam teishu kenedur. To be machmir mitam teishu kenedur. Avo b'shein raya ledover zeche ledover dechsiv bonecha kishti leizesim soviv l'shulchanecha. Ah, kids around the table. Chumra, machmir la'atzmo, mitam teishu kenedur. Chumri was machmir la'atzmo. That's not the Ritva. The Ritva is saying he was machmir min hadin. That he held that Teishu Kein Tadur requires this. Ritva is a little bit more than the Pnei Yeshua. That there are long similar lines, that Shammai Azokin did it for himself. He did it for his own din, not for the din of the Katan. Not for the din of the Katan. Yeah. Second day of the Ritva is different though. Inami, Vahu Hanochon, the Ritva prefers the second sheet. The Machmer Bechinach Katan Besukah Midrabban and Lechai Bo Shiochel Ima Besukah. Kevin the Epshe Vechazi Lahachim. No, Shammai Azokin was machmir midrabbonin, machmir in chinuch. You think that shir of chinuch is a tzarech le'imo, so Shammai Azokin said, no, even a tzarech le'imo, he's shayach to chinuch. Sheken adin b'chol mitzvah l'chayva b'chinuch, kol zman she'efshev v'roi l'kach. He's efshev v'roi l'kach, so then he's chayv in chinuch. So Shammai Azokin was machmir in the age of chinuch. He was machmir in the age of chinuch. So he felt that even a katan at tzarech le'imo is shayach to the age of chinuch, so his piches is a maziva, for the katan himself. So Josh says it's more meduyik in the Mishnah, like the second pshat, because it sounds like piches is a maziva al gabe katan bishvil katan. Sounds like he's only being piches is a maziva there. It doesn't sound like he's sitting with him. It's not doing it for him so that they're sitting together. It sounds like he's sitting in his own sukkah. The katan is sitting in the house, but Shammai Azokin is piches is a maziva al gabe katan. Sounds like he's doing it for the katan, not that they should be sitting together. But lechora, the second, yeah.
Just by those two answers, the first answer seems like he's being machmir and daraisla. The second answer seems like he's being
the Ritva in the first pshat is saying he's being machmir and daraisla. But the Pnei Yeshua within that first pshat sounds like it's just a chumra. It's not meikar adin, but it's the same idea, a chumra for himself.
I'm saying the second pshat of the Ritva when he talks about
second pshat of the Ritva is definitely derabba.
Yeah,
saying
in the Ritva there's one
for sure, David.
So according to the first day in the Ritva, if he didn't have a child in there, then he wouldn't be
Yosef. Right, if he didn't bring his child into his child or his grandchild. The whole family has to be there. That's what he's assuming. He wouldn't be Yotze the mitzvah, at least the mitzvah b'shleimusa. At least the mitzvah b'shleimusa, he wouldn't be Yotze if everyone was not there. So the problem is, how does the second day of the Ritva answer the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua? Right, the Pnei Yeshua, we started with the Pnei Yeshua that how can Tino ben Yomo be chayev in chinuch? Rashi seems to be saying Pichas as a maziva bishvil katan is bishvil the katan that was born. So we say, well, according to the first trot in the Ritva, we can understand, and that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. He doesn't quote the Ritva, but he says the same idea, similar idea. Right? You say the first trot that he was machmer for his own chiyuv midin teishu kein taduru or mitam teishu kein taduru. So then I understand. Itaka wasn't Bishvil Katan. It was Bishvil Katan, so that the Katan should be there with him. It was really Bishvil Atzmo. But if you learn like the second Pshat in the Ritva, that it really was Bishvil Katan for Achiyav Midr Abanan of Chinuch. It's just Shami Yitzchak was Machmir in the age of Chinuch and said that even if he's Sarkli Imo, he's still a Bar Chinuch. Tinuch Ben Yomo. Come on. Tinuch Ben Yomo is Chayav Ben Chinuch. How can that be? He's not Shayach. He doesn't understand what's going on at all. So what's the Ritva saying? How can there be a Chinuch? So that's what the Rashash points out, that the Marshal and the Chachma Shlomo and Yevamis, he gives a new pshat in the whole Mishnah. And the Rashash says, he thinks that the Ritva in his second pshat, l'chor, that must be, according to the Marshal, that must be the answer to the Pnei Yeshua's Kash. What Marshal? Who Marshal? What does the Chachma Shlomo say? Shlomo and Yevamis, what's he doing in Yevamis? In the middle of Tzaras Erva? No, so the Gemara at the end of the first part there, in Yevamis, there are different machlogas and Bisham and Basila. So in that context, this mission is quoted. That's why it's doing it. It has nothing to do with Zika. Okay. Where is this? It's so small, you need a new pair of glasses. Oh, Bishvil Kata. Nichta B'tzido, Nun Beis, Perish. Bishvil Shahaya Lagam Kain Ben Katan Ke Ben Chamesh V'lohaya Yochal Lifrosh Me'ino. Eight words in the Marashah, but it's just eye-opening. If it's true. It's such a chiddush in the Mishnah. I never, you know, when I learn Mishnah from my kids, I never would say this pshat. You know, even if the Taisis Yom Tov, I don't know if the Taisis Yom Tov closed the Mishnah. This is not the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah. That's what the Marashah says. Pichez es amaziva b'shul katan. Katan? There was a katan. Anaya katan. A new katan. Not the katan that was Nolan. A different katan. There was a katan... Keben Chomish. There was a katan Keben Chomish, a 5-year-old. A 5-year-old had Tzarech Le'ima, who also happened to be there. Not the katan Shenolot. There must have been another katan because Tinoch Ben Yomo is not a Bar Chinuch. So if there were no other katan, we don't understand why was Shammai Piches as a Mazira. Zokter Ashash, he says he thinks it's Meduric like this in the Ram. Ran and the Ritva really dovetail each other here. Ran has a very similar... They came from the same base medrash. We see a lot of overlap between the Ran and the Ritva. I think over the year we've seen very often the Shitas HaRan are like the Ritva. So that if you base them at base, and if you give them an Aleph, the Ran says, Shamei mach mekoma l'chayev b'chinuch l'chayev b'chinuch afilu katan atzorech le'imo. Clearly he's going within the chin, that the katan, it's a chiyev of chinuch here. Not for Teshu came to do of Shammai's own chiyuv, but l'chayev b'chinuch afilu katan atzorech le'imo came in the efshe b'chazi l'hachi. Sounds like he's doing it for the chinuch of the child. Clearly, sounds like he's doing it for the chinuch of the child. Yavod as David points out that the Ritva is even more mefurish like this. He has that lashon of the Ran. Says came in the efshe b'chazi l'hachi shkenadim b'chol mitzvah l'chayev b'chinuch kozman she'efshe v'roy l'kaf. We're talking about the chinuch of the child, and it's not shayach. Not shayach, Zokter Rashash, that a tinuch ben yomo is chayev in chinuch. So it must be that there was another katan, even though the Mishnah doesn't say it, the Mishnah doesn't indicate that. It's not clear from the Mishnah, but it must be talking about that, because if not, the whole thing doesn't make sense. Must have been another katan there. Zokter Avodas David, look at the Ritva, he says even more than that. Inami vuanocho machmir bechinuch katan besukah midrabanan lechayvo shiyochal imo besukah kemen de efshe v'chazi lahachi. The Ritva not only says efshe v'chazi lahachi, which clearly sounds like we're talking about the chinuch of the child, but he says shiyochal imo besukah, that he should eat in the sukkah. What Tino ben Yomo is eating with the father in the sukkah? He's nursing in the sukkah. It doesn't sound like that. Sounds like he's eating, you know, meat and potatoes. He's eating the food that you're eating in the sukkah. He's eating with him in the sukkah. What's going on over here? He's a Tino Ben Yomo, he's Ochel Imo B'sukkah, he's Roy Lekach, Efshe V'chozi Lekach, he's Roy V'china, how can that be? Dr. Rashash, it must be that there was another cotton there. Besides the Tino Ben Yomo, there was another cotton there. That cotton was a Ben Chamesh, he was Tzarech Le'imo, and Shammai was Machmer to say that even a cotton at Tzarech Le'imo is Chai Ben Chinuch B'sukkah. He's Machmer in the Shir Chinuch. Aye! It's not against the Piskei Taisis, okay? He held differently than Piskei. He was machmir to assume that they don't have to be roy for the entire mitzvah. Maybe talk along the lines Naftali, right? Of Naftali, right? Even though he's not shayach to Shena, but Achila, he's not. There's no chinuch in Achila. If he's not shayach to Shena, he has to be shayach to the mitzvah of Shlemusa. He's shayach to Achila. Maybe that's enough to be mechayvin. That's how Shammai Azokim was Machmen. He's shayach to Achila, then he's shayach to Sukkah. Yeshua.
Yeah, well, where did Rashi get the shot from that it might be
Yol Bekalos? Why would you mention the Leida? But if it happened 4 years ago, so, you know. Maisa, the Yolda Kaloso Shashami Azokain, and the child grew to be bar mitzvah, and he ate Musukha. 13 years ago. Well, what does that do with anything? Sounds like it's Samach to the later. And in fact, the Rashash says that's the key. That's the other point of the Rashash. Rashash is golden. He has just so much here. But let's see this Rashash. Tough read, yeah. Nela mikvot taroso divrei marshal. He asked on the Pnei Yeshua. Obviously, he missed the marshal in Yevamos. He was stuck on Zika. So he missed the marshal over here on Daf Tezva. Right? Shapiro shoyel lakotan acher shayetzarach leima v'lo zoz mimena u'bishvilo sikech. V'chein mevur loshen haran, says the Rashash. That's what we just said. V'osi shapir, zot the Rashash. Delot nan dalid lamid tof. Delot nan v'yolda ben adkan. It doesn't say the older Ben. It says, Maisa, the older Kaloso, Shasham Yazak, and Upiches is a Maziva, Bishul Kodam. What's he picking up on? It doesn't say the older Ben. What's he saying? If we're talking about that Piches is a Maziva for the Kodam who is Nola, then it should say the older Ben, because the Ben is Chayev. If it would be the older Bas, she's not Chayev in Sukkah. Her mother's not Chayev in Sukkah. Why should she? The fact that it doesn't say the older Ben implies that it's not the child who was born that would be in Piches is a Maziva. It's a yen. It's for a different child who's not a bar chinuch, but who's 5 years old, right? So Shami Azokin was machmer on himself, right? Even though he's tzarech lima, we think he's not a bar chinuch. Shami Azokin was machmer on himself to treat him like a bar chinuch. That's why it said stam v'yolda, not v'yolda ben. What does v'yolda have to do with the whole issue? I forget about Violda. Why does that say Violda? This other cotton Shiolda is completely irrelevant to the stories. Why mention Violda Bechlau? No. Mentions Violda because that's the whole idea. That what? There was another Ben who was Tzarech Le'imo. He was 5 years old, let's say. He was Tzarech Le'imo. If he's Tzarech Le'imo, then the mother has to be with the child. So Shammai was Machmir that cotton at Tzarech Le'imo has to be in the Sukkah. But the mother has to be there with the child, because the child's not going to want to be in the sukkah without the mother. The child likes Zadie, but, you know, Zadie without mommy is not going to work. He needs his mother there too, because he's not going to be willing to be there. Yeah, but the problem is, the mother has to be with the tinuk. Mother has to be with the baby. So Shammai Azokin and Piches and Samaziva said that they could all sit together. They could sit together in the nursery. They could sit together in the child's room. Shammai, with his grandchild who's 5 years old is a bar chinuch, with the new baby who's not a bar chinuch, because the mother has to be with the baby, but the child who is a bar chinuch wants to be with the mother too. That's why the Mishnah says Yolda Kalasso. My sister, she Yolda Kalasso. What was she Yolda? Who cares? It doesn't matter. B'sigecha samaziva b'shul katan, b'shul a different katan, not b'shul the katan shenola. The katan shenola Rabban is not a bar chinuch. The Chami Azakin felt that even a katan at tzorech limo is a bar chinuch, but the katan at tzorech limo needs the mother, and the mother has to be with the baby. So Shammai Azokin, Piches es Maziva, in order that he could sit with the child who's Ben Chamesh. That would be the pshat according to the second day of the Ritva and the Marshal in Yevamos. Of course, the only sticking point, as Josh pointed out, is that Piches es Maziva b'shul katan sounds like he was, you know, cutting the roof only there, not for the whole family. Not for himself included. Sounds like only for the cotton. That is a sticking point in that second pshat. That's the only reason why the first pshat in the Ritva is Movistava, but it's not Movistava, pshat, right? B'shul cotton, that's it. Again, the first pshat in the Ritva assumes that Shammai was Machmer for himself. B'shul cotton sounds like for the chiv of the cotton, but yet on the other hand, B'shul cotton sounds like for the Tino Ben Yomo. Who shouldn't be a barchinuch anyway? So, both pshatim have their own problems, right? The problem with the first pshat is that is that from the Mishnah it sounds like he's piches as a maziva for the cotton, not for himself. Problem with the second shot is that Bishul cotton, a tinek ben yomo, his chinah, a tinek ben yomo was not shaykh in chinah. According to the second shot, you have to say there was another cotton. So either way, there's a chiddush in this Mishnah. This Mishnah does not read poshut. There's a lot in this Mishnah that you don't realize. You just run through the Mishnah. You know, you want to get to the third paragraph already. You can't get to the third paragraph until you finish the second paragraph. Well, there's a lot in this line of the Mishnah. It's not at all poshut what Pshat is over here in this Mishnah. Yes.
Even more so, it says al Mita. Like, why would Ben Chomish be on a Mita?
Right. No. So.
The child's Ben Yoma would be in Mita because he's a Ben Yoma or whatever. But why would the Katan, who's 5 years old, should be around and about?
No. Clearly, the Alamita's point is on top of the Katan who's a Tina Ben Yoma. Right? He clearly, I mean, what it means is, according to the second shot in the Ritva, what it means is, Piches es amaziva, Agabi Mita, means in the room where the Mita was. It doesn't mean Agabi Mita dafk in the area of the Mita. It means that he created a sukkah in the room where the Mita was so that they could all sit there. Shammai, with the Bar Chinuch, who's 5, with the mother who's going to be there with the child. It's not Al-Gabi. Al-Gabi Mita means Al-Gabi, the room with the Mita. Not Dafka Al-Gabi the Mita. That's what you have to say, even though it's not the Pasha.
Yeah, but it says Bishvil Katan, it's saying that why was it, it's not
Bishvil the other Katan. Bishvil the Chiyav of Chinuch with the Tzarech Le'imo who's Ben Chamesh.
Then Bishvil Kula, not Bishvil Katan.
No! Because of his Chiyav Chinuch, Shammai Azakin himself could have gone to the Sukkah outside. Because of the Chiyav Chinuch of this Tzarech Le'imo, he has to create a sukkah inside in the room of the Mita because that Tzarech Le'imo needs his mother, but the mother wants to be with the baby, so therefore he has to create a sukkah in the room with the Mita. Not a sukkah on top of the Mita, a sukkah in the whole room with the Mita, so he can sit there with the Bar Chinuch as well. Yeah.
You said Tzarech Le'imo is like defined when like the katan wakes up, so he calls his mother. It's like that sounds like it's a day named the Shina, that like during the day he doesn't need his mother at all, it's just at night. He needs mother. So, like, even if they're just eating in the sukkah, he doesn't need his mother to be with him all the time. So, why would he need, like, why would Shamanito be piches amaziva by the chinuch for eating purposes?
We said that we paskin that chinuch is a function of the mitzvah b'shleimusa. So, since Shana is part of the mitzvah, so if he's tzarech le'imo for Shana,
so we're,
he's not
we're assuming that everyone's also going to sleep there, also, that, like, Shammai and the kalaso and the katan and the chinuch are also all sleeping there. Also, the Rifa says he would eat there, not that he would sleep there. So it's not like Masra.
I understand, but we're saying that a Ben Chamesh is not. Is Tzarech Le'imo. He is going to call his mother, but. You're saying.
Yeah, but only Tzarech Le'imo at night. So Shammai's Piyotes and Maziva, the cousin's going to be uncomfortable because he's not going to want to eat with Shammai during the day if his mom's not there. But that's not Tzarech Le'imo. Tzarech Le'imo is only. He's only Tzarech Le'imo.
He's saying he's
night.
Not Tzarech Le'imo for Achila.
Yeah.
He can go into the Sukkah for Achila. So why did he have to be Pichas as Amaziva to eat in the Sukkah? So it sounds like they're sleeping there too. That's what it sounds like.
But their advice is they would eat together.
They would eat together. Well, they would do all the Tashmishim of the Sukkah there.
That's
but because.
Says that. He says that they would eat together.
Right. But he's Tzarech Le'imo. Has he Tzarech Le'imo? In the Shein, he's Tzarech Le'imo, so he's defined as Tzarech Le'imo in general. Because he's not Shaya to the Mitzvah of Shlemusa, but Shammai was Machmer to assume that he's still a Bar Chinuch. Yeah.
It could be Medea. I mean, my Gemara has a Gerson change from HaKatan to Katan. So Dafka.
Just a second. Oh, Bishvil HaKatan in the Gemara.
Yeah, in the Mishnah.
Well, that's actually interesting. The Gemara says Bishvil HaKatan. My Gemara has that too, and my Gemara
so
is much older
than
yours.
To Katan. So it could be that's how the Gemara, that's how that.
I don't have
says,
any of those fancy gears that changes. So that must be the one and only gear set is Gemara. Isn't that interesting? Bishvil HaKatan, and there it says Bishvil Katan. So that's what prompted Rashi to say that it's this Katan. Lashon of Rashi, the Katan Atzarech Le'imahu. But so Rashi understood that it's this cotton that was born. And there's a lot of confusion floating around over here. Is it Bishvil HaKotan, this cotton, or a different cotton? That's the Tupshatim in the Ritva. That's Tupshatim. You have to. Yeah. Bishvil HaKotan certainly seems like it's it's for this katan. So that would work out better according to the first prat in the Ritva. That it's really not for the katan, it's really for Shammai, but because of this katan, he was pichas as amaziva. Second prat in the Ritva doesn't sound like Bishvil ha katan. Which katan? Who katan? It's a different katan. Big kiddush. It's a big kiddush. Okay, but that's pshat legimah. Okay, that concludes the sugya of Tanna. Let's move on. Let's move on to the last Mishnah. Let's open up a little bit with the sugya of the mitzvah of yeshiva sugya. Drop the Mishnah. Kol shiva sayamim ademosa sukaso kevo beso arai. Yor de geshamim ne'emasai muta lefanach neshutisrach hamikba. When are you allowed to leave the sukkah? Tisrach ha-mikvah, when the food, when the mikvah, the porridge, the cereal, whatever you're eating, is going to get ruined. B'shit tiskalkel ha-mikvah, kol tav shel kofi l'rach v'lo ov kori mikvah, says Rashi. Tisrach ha-mikvah means that the food that's in front of you, the cereal that's in front of you, is going to get ruined. Moshlu moshlu l'mad avadom l'avet shem bolim zokos l'rach v'shavach l'okitan al-pon. A moshlu, the famous moshlu, that the Eved comes to be Moshe, kos l'rach to... People say to pour the kos for the mist. That's not really what limza kos derabah means. It means to dilute the kos of the mist. It's a famous pshat of the Vilna Gaon in this gemara that sukkah is mamte kesadinim. It's after Yom Kippur. It comes to be mamte kesadinim. So we're coming to sweeten the din. We're coming to be mose kos derabah to dilute the kos. V'shavach lo kiton al ponav. And the master throws the keton alponav, the keton of mayim that the eved comes to be mozeg asadin. The master threw the keton back at the not that he throws water on his face. He threw the keton back as if to say that he doesn't want to be mamtik dinim. He doesn't want to dilute the din. That's what it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying he doesn't want the mitzvah of sukkah to be mamtik asadinim. That's the mashal. That's what the Vilna Gaon said. It's not that he comes to pour a kos. He came to dilute the kos. V'shavach lo kiton alponav, and he throws the kiton shamayim alponav. Tana rabban, kol shivas hayamim adam osu sukkos ukevo beso arai. Ketzad, hoy lo kelim noyim ma'alan l'sukkah. Natsos noos ma'alan l'sukkah. Ocho v'shoseh v'tayal b'sukkah. Making sukkos ukevo means that you make it like the house. So you put everything in there that you have in the house, and you do all the tashmishim in the house. V'noani mili the tana rabban and teshu ken taduru. We can amar kol shivas hayamim adam osa adam sukkos ukevo beso arai. Ketzad hayu lo kelim noyim ma'alan l'sukkah. Matzos noos ma'alan l'sukkah. Ocho v'shos lo matayal b'sukkah u'mishanei b'sukkah. The braisa adds u'mishanei b'sukkah. It adds the drosh of teshu kein taduru osa adam sukkos ukevo beso arai. And you do all your tashmishim even mishanei. So ain yifrek the gemara v'homa rava mikro misna b'metalalta v'toni bar mentalalta. Rabbi says that mikro umisna is bimetal alta. What's mikro umisna? Rashi likro shebiksav. Torah shebiksav. Alishnos mishnayis ha aruchos ushkuros befeh. To learn Torah shebiksav, to do mishnayis, that you do in the sukkah. But tani lebar mimetal alta. Tani, what does tani mean? Hashas, du svara litroch lishanein. Gemara you learn outside the sukkah. Mikro umisna bimetal alta, but tani bar mimetal alta, said Rabbi. And yet over here it says mishanei besukkah, which... The Gemara is assuming in its kasha, that's talking about Gemara. If I talk Gemara, you learn outside the sukkah. Lo kasha habi migras habi yune. No, there are different types of learning Gemara. Sometimes you run through the Gemara, as we said. Sometimes you have to learn Bekiyas. You run through the Gemara, even without the Rashi. Just learn the Gemara. Learn the Gemara quickly so that you can understand the Svaras and put it all together, understand Shir, etc. So b'migras, that you do inside the sukkah, that's like Mishnayis. It's just, it's regular. It's davar ha-shogar b'fif. Right? You know the Gemara about Pet. Hopefully, right? So yeah, that you can learn in the sukkah. It doesn't take a lot of iyun, but biyune, if you're really coming to think about the svara, so then you have to do that outside the sukkah. Ki hadu rov of rami bar choma ki abu kaimi mekamid rav chista mirhati begemar bahadi adadi v'hadu ma'ani b'svara. That's what they did. Rov and rami bar choma learned, so they would run through the gemaras before they came to shiur so that they could be ma'ani. Omar Rava, money mishtiya b'metalalta, money michla bar m'metalalta. Chatzah v'shochel bar m'metalalta. Shraga b'metalalta. V'amila bar m'metalalta. What's he talking about? Money mishtiya u'money michliya. Right? Mani mishtia, Rava says, is imtalta in the sukkah, but mani michla is outside of the sukkah. What does that mean? Have a look at Rashi and Taisus. I didn't assign the Taisus, but you had shot in the Gemara. Have to look. Rashi says mani mishtia means kosos, and mani michla means ka'aros la'acha she'ochla. After we finish eating, you don't leave the dirty dishes there. You can leave the cups because it's not a bizayin for the sukkah, but the dirty dishes you got to take away. Fisha'ena ma'usim, the mani mishtia are not ma'usim, you can leave them in the sukkah, but the mani michla you can't leave in the sukkah. What is Tosfos saying? Yesh mefarshim go kederos ba'agne belisha. You don't bring the pots into the sukkah. Lemaisa, this is a lemaisa halacha. We don't bring the pots into the sukkah. You put into the serving dishes outside the sukkah. Bring the serving dishes inside the sukkah. You bring the soup urn, the soup tureen into the sukkah. That's so pasha that you should dish out the soup in the sukkah. Leave the pot outside, unless it's a choshev a pot. Pasha pshan is you should leave the pots outside. Only bring the food inside. Only bring the actual dishes that you eat from inside the sukkah. Because it's a bizayon to bring the pot into the sukkah. Do you bring the pot into your dining room? Who brings the pot into the dining room? I know we want to bring the pot into the sukkah because the soup is going to get cold. But it's a design of the sukkah. The sukkah is like a dining room. Don't bring the pot to the dining room. So the Yesh Mefarshim and Taisus say, that's what the Gemara is saying. One of the michli, you leave outside the sukkah because it's a design to bring the kederos into the sukkah. Not talking about cleaning up afterwards. Talking about serving. Don't serve in the sukkah. Serve outside the sukkah and only bring the food after you've served into the serving trays. What's Chatzah v'shochel? Chad sholcheres sheshov in bohamayim. Lishal eats certain kalim that are ma'us. You don't bring kalim ma'usim into the sukkah. It's also a design of the sukkah. And how about shraga? The ner shraga b'mtalalta v'amila b'mtalalta. Is this shaila whether the shraga has to be outside the sukkah? You bring it into the sukkah. What's the stira? V'lo pligi says the gemara habesukkah gedola habesukkah katana. Besukkah katana you leave the shraga outside. Besukkah gedola you leave it inside. Sukkah katana shall shear mitzumtzum zayin tfachim osur lahanichem besocha. Why is it necessary to put the shraga inside the sukkah? Chor from Rashi zayin tfachim. You can't put the shraga inside the sukkah. You're not going to have room for it. You need the zayin tfachim is rosho v'rubo v'shulchano. It's not going to be enough. If you do that, then the person is not going to have a mokum to eat, and the sukkah is going to be pasul. He'll pasul the sukkah. Chor, that's what Rashi is saying. He'll pasul the sukkah because then you're not going to have enough room. It's not how Tosfos learns. You look at this Tosfos at the end, he says, no, we're afraid the hadlokah is going to burn down the sukkah. Right? When you madlik the ner, if it's a sukkah katana, that'll burn down the sukkah. The sukkah gedola, we're not afraid. So you can bring the shraga into the sukkah if it's a sukkah gedola, because then we're not afraid that it'll get burned down. Okay. We didn't get to Yerda Geshamim. I wanted to start Yerda Geshamim. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll have to get the Yerda Geshamim on Sunday. I'm going to try to finish the sugya of Yerda Geshamim we did.